welcome to this special holiday broadcast of The Secrets of the Christmas Star, brought to you by NameYourGalaxy.com. NameYourGalaxy.com sponsors these broadcasts as well as other science education outreach programs of Windowpane Observatory. Located 80 miles southeast of Kitt Peak Observatory, the National Observatory of the United States in southern Arizona. In this series of broadcasts, I will take you on an astronomical adventure of biblical proportions that will explain from a purely scientific point of view just what the Star of Bethlehem could have been. About every 5 days until Christmas of 2006, I will broadcast another episode of the show that should increase your understanding about the biblical history of the star and teach some basic astronomy as well. If you can't wait for the last episode airing just before Christmas Day, go to ChristmasStarSecrets.com or NameYourGalaxy.com and you can listen to or download all 5 segments of the program. In either case, I hope you enjoy our cosmic exploration of the secrets of the Christmas Star. Was the Christmas Star a planetary conjunction? In the last 3 programs, we determined that Christ was not born on December 25th, but most likely born in the spring, sometime between 7 and 2 BC. We also determined that the Christmas Star was neither a meteor nor a comet. And because there are no records of a bright exploding star during the presumed time of Christ's birth, we have only one celestial option left: planets. The likelihood that the Magi could have confused one or more of the familiar planets with a star seems remote. However, sometimes two or more of these restless wanderers come together in a striking conjunction. Perhaps it was a planetary grouping of particular beauty, an exceptionally close conjunction of two planets or groupings of 3 or more, creating an eye-catching geometric figure in the sky, may have taken place between the years 7 and 2 BC. One such event that is often cited occurred on the evening of February 25th, 6 BC, involving Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, and happened in the constellation of Pisces, the fishes. If you have ever visited a planetarium for the traditional Christmas show, you probably already know the thrill of watching as a planetarium projector races back through time to recreate this unusual event. Another possible explanation for the Star of Bethlehem is the 3 times passing of Jupiter and Saturn between May and December in 7 BC, a rare triple or great conjunction. Jupiter appeared to pass 1 degree north of Saturn on May 29th, practically the same on September 30th, then finally a 3rd time on December 5th. There's no doubt about the visibility of these events, mostly opposite to the Sun, in nighttime skies. As for their astrological impact, the Magi would certainly have noticed that both planets did not appear to separate widely between their conjunctions. In fact, for 8 consecutive months, the time it might have taken to travel the 500 miles or more from Babylonia to Judea, Jupiter and Saturn remained within 3 degrees of each other from late April of 7 BC until early January of 6 BC. To get a sense of how small 3 degrees would be, stretch out your arm and look at your fist against the sky. That covers about 10 degrees. Perhaps no other planetary grouping can equal that of the 2 brightest planets, Venus and Jupiter. And if we take the only known account of the star literally, as given in St. Matthew, then what we really need is the appearance of not just 1, but 2 stars. The first appearance would have been seen well in advance of the Magi's arrival in Bethlehem, and the other at the end of their long journey. Perhaps the signal for their star was to be a sign in the constellation of Leo, the lion. In our last and final program, we explore how the secret of the Christmas star might be a conjunction of Venus and Jupiter in the constellation Leo, a conjunction that happened more than once. To find out how this is scientifically possible, stay tuned for our last and final episode of The Secrets of the Christmas Star. For more information, visit ChristmasStarSecrets.com. This program was funded in part from your generous contributions to NameYourGalaxy.com. Real galaxies named after you by real astronomers at Windowpane Observatory. Give the gift that lasts longer than forever by calling 505-463-8360 or visiting NameYourGalaxy.com.